Number 1.
Hi, Professor. Can I talk to you about my assignment?
Sure. I was surprised when you didn't turn it in at the start of class. That's never happened before.
My brother was in an accident, and I was at the hospital with him.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is he okay?
Yes, he's home now, but I didn't have time to get my assignment done.
Well, I can let you turn it in tomorrow. How would that be?
Great. Thank you.
Question. What will the woman probably do tomorrow? Number 2.
I can't believe the government wants to raise taxes again.
They say it's necessary to pay for the new education plan.
Well, it seems like there are a lot of areas in the budget that could be reduced instead. Spending on highways, for one.
That's for sure. I read a news report just yesterday saying that few drivers are using the new highways, even though they cost billions.
Right. I'd write a letter to the government if I thought it'd do any good.
Question. What do these people think?
Number 3.
Thanks for inviting me to lunch.
Sure. I wanted to celebrate your promotion. It's too bad I won't see you as often, though, since you'll be moving to the fourth floor.
Well, we'll still have meetings together, and maybe we could have a weekly lunch or something.
Great idea. But you'll probably be eating at your desk a lot more often.
That's true. I guess my workload is going to be pretty heavy.
Yes. At least until you get used to your new position.
Question. What is one thing we learn from the conversation?
Number 4.
I'm going next door to see Carol. I'll be back in an hour.
Sure. By the way, how is she doing after her surgery?
She's doing much better, but she still has trouble moving around. Today, I'm going to do a little cleaning and prepare some food for her that she can just heat up.
I'm sure she appreciates your help.
I think she does. The other day, she got me a gift certificate to a spa so I can get a massage.
Question. Why is the woman visiting her neighbor?